Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Football with Frankies. I'm your host, Frankies. This is my new show. It's going to be focusing on football for the most part, but all sports in general. And so this is, we're going live here today. We'll start out here with the game here tonight. I'll have to tell everybody that one thing I'll be focusing on is some sports betting and fantasy for football, obviously. But I thought the Texans were a very good play tonight at plus 2.5 or 3, depending on what your guy had it at. I really liked the Texans as a home dog for all reasons that everything I know about betting on football with the everybody with 80% of the people, 80% of the money being on the Colts tonight. I thought the Texans was a great play, so. Maybe they'll have a big comeback. I don't know. 24-0 is, they're not looking so good. Colts looking really good tonight. That offense is very, very good. Andrew Luck is very, very good. T.Y. Hilton is all over the place tonight. So if you have him in, if you have either or in fantasy, well, it's Trent Richardson and Ahmad Bradshaw also getting you some good points if you're plugging those guys in here this week. So, anyway, you look at it, nice fantasy night for any kind of Colts player for the most part. So, with that being said, let's go into some football for the week. Got some great matchups in college this week. Some big SEC games as there were last week. Some upsets last week, and SEC looking like the powerhouse that they are. Anybody want to discuss that, you can call in at any time. I actually don't even know the number that you would call in at this point, but hopefully I'll get that soon. So, well, looks like we had a touchdown for the Texans. To Andre Johnson. Number that you can call in is 347-237-5539. For anybody that wants to call in, discuss any fantasy, any football this week, anything that you're looking to talk about, I'll be happy to talk about it with you. So let's go into the football. Football matchups this week. We got full go here. All right. So let's first. We got the We got Giants Eagles. So everybody know I'm a huge Giants fan. Born and raised in New York, and now reside here in sunny Florida. But I stick with all my New York sports team, Giants, Yankees. When the Knicks, even though they're hard to be a fan of these days, and hockey, you know, I've become more of a hockey fan recently, but I'll be a Rangers fan, but I root for the Lightning as well. Anyways, so let's talk about some football. We got the Giants Eagles this week. Now, being biased, I love the way the Giants are playing this week. Or actually, they have played the past 3 weeks. They've been playing very well. Offensive line looks excellent. Eli looks really good. The offense is coming together under the new offensive coordinator, McAdoo, the old quarterbacks coach for the Packers. So they've come together pretty well here in the past few weeks. If anybody's watched, so they. We got them at the Eagles this week, so that's going to be a tough game down there in Philadelphia for the Giants. So we got Philly at -2.5 right now. I will say that the Giants will smoke them this week. The Eagles haven't been playing that great. Had a tough game against the Rams last week. You've got their offensive line is very banged up right now, so I like the Giants to pull the upset and actually put a beating on the Eagles this week. The Eagles offense hasn't looked as good as it did last year, as it should really, you know, as I was just talking about, based on that offensive line being banged up, but they also, you know, they don't really have that that receiver that can stretch the field anymore. DeSean Jackson obviously went down there to Washington, who is a very inconsistent player and not a guy that I'm extremely high on, but he is a guy that will keep defenses honest. So I don't think they have that threat right now. They did add Sproles, which is a nice piece to, drop down check down to, and be a nice change of pace to LeSean McCoy. But again, that offense just has not looked great. Their defense just, it isn't great. So let's go with the Giants with the upset there. Like I said, huge Giants fan. Go G-Men. And go Eli. I have a huge man crush on Eli. So anybody that doesn't like Eli, because I know there's a lot of you haters out there, call it in. Tell me all about it. Tell me why Eli sucks, because I'll tell you why he doesn't. So on to, we got the Jaguars. Jaguars Titans. So Titans home game. Titans are favored by 5. Now, I know that it is the Jaguars, but I don't know why the Titans would ever be favored by 5 against a high school team at this point, especially after giving up a 20-something point lead to the old Cleveland Browns last week. I kind of expected them to be a little bit better this year, the Titans. Expecting Jake Locker to step up a little bit. I think he's a good quarterback, but that guy cannot stay healthy. So I think he's just one of those guys. If you can't stay healthy, you're not an asset. So we'll see what happens there, if he's even going to play this week. And then you got Bishop Sankey that's going to come in and probably take over for Sean Green, who is awful. as we know. He's awful. He's had, you know, a couple of good years with the Jets and whatnot. I think it's about time Bishop Sankey takes over there. They got some good wide receivers to throw the ball to, but it's not happening. And we'll see. Now, the Jaguars, on the other hand, they are the Jags. So, they are the Jaguars. That's what they are. But I think they're on the upswing, especially with a guy that I like a lot in Blake Bortles. Was the best quarterback in last year's draft by far, and looks pretty good so far. And I think he's going to be a very good player in the NFL. And so hopefully they'll be on the right, you know. But they got no running game. They have a bunch of supposedly good wide receivers, but they're all hurt and they're a mess. Their defense isn't playing very well. But I'll go with the Jaguars on the upset in this game, just because I don't think the Titans should be a favorite to anybody, and we'll see what happens there. So a little update on tonight's game here. The Texans have made a little move. They scored and then scored a touchdown. They now have intercepted Andrew Luck and are in the red zone here, looking to maybe make a game of this. There's Arian Foster looking like the guy that I thought he was going to look like tonight. I really thought Arian Foster was going to have a great night tonight against the Colts. He looked great last week. When he's healthy, he's one of the best in the game, and he just had a very nice run. So I saw before the game they were talking about how Bill O'Brien there was changing his blocking scheme to the benefit Arian Foster. It looked like it worked out real well last week, and we'll see how it looks this week. But a 24-0 game is now a 24-14 game, so the Texans climbing themselves back into this game, maybe going to make a game of it. We'll see. Thoughts, anybody? And like I told you, call in on the number here. Again, that's going to be 347-237-5539. Again, that's 347-237-5539. And again, you are listening to Football with Frankies. I'm your host, Frankies. We're going to head back here to some Sunday NFL action. Talk about these Sunday games. Next game up on the board here I got is the old Ravens-Buccaneers battle. So, I just got a quick update, and I actually heard about this earlier today, and I didn't really get a chance to look into it. I heard a little bit about it on the Levitard show, which I found to be a very good show. If anybody out there likes their sports talk radios, if you're listening, obviously you do. The Dan Levitard show, I find it quite amusing. Todd Gurley suspended today for what it sounds like is some type of rules violation, NCAA nonsense, which if you'll even get me started on how disgusted I am with the NCAA, they are the most corrupt organization in this country next to the next to our government. I'm not exactly sure what he did, but I did also hear A quote from Nick Saban calling the sports agent pimps, which, you know, is quite comical. If you ask me, when you know, he's a pimp on these young kids. If Nick Saban wants to take a look in the mirror, he is a college coach getting paid an astronomical amount of money to exploit these young men that he exploits on a weekly basis. So, not a Nick Saban fan in the slightest bit, but I thought it was, I did hear that little tidbit today of Nick Saban calling agents pimps when he is pimp number one college coach in the nation on those college kids that he coaches up and puts on the field every week that makes him a ton of money from that corrupt organization. Well, I mean, he makes it from Bama, but they make it from this corrupt organization we like to call the NCAA, who wants to make all the money on these kids. And then, let's see here. Georgia tailback Todd Gurley has been suspended indefinitely pending an investigation into alleged violation of NCAA rules, the school announced Thursday. Source told ESPN's Joe Schaaf that the NCAA investigation centered around whether Gurley was given money for autographs and memorabilia. Well, shouldn't he be shot? If you signed a couple of autographs for a couple of dollars, unbelievable, NCAA. They, you know, I don't know, I'm not going to get into all that, and if they should pay these kids and blah, 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 because it is such a catch-22 there. But, I mean, for these kids to be getting suspended for signing an autograph here and there, I mean, it's a bit on the disgusting side. So, NCAA, keep up the good work on being disgusting. I'll probably hit that topic maybe on the next show when I get to dig in to that story a little bit more, find out some more details. But just looking at it real briefly, I mean, you got a kid, one of the best kids, but a Heisman, probably the Heisman leader right now. Best running back in the nation, and so I guess he gave an autograph, so he's gonna be suspended. He's probably not gonna compete for the Heisman anymore. But good old Jameis up there, good old Jameis, raping bras and stealing crab legs and. He'll play every week, so good job. Good job looking good. Good job looking good, NCAA. You keep doing it. You keep just looking better every day. Disgusting. All right. So, like I said, once I'm able to dig into that story a little bit more, I'll give you some of my real opinionated views on the NCAA. Let's get back to this NFL grind here. Got the Ravens Buccaneers. That's going to be played in Tampa. You know, so good thing that those games aren't blacked out for these Tampa fans anymore, which is nice because I mean, I really could care less because I'm not a Buccaneers fan, but I live here in Tampa now. And, you know, it's kind of sad, the sports here in this town. And it's really I don't know if I'm going to blame it. I can't really blame it on the fans because there's so many other, such a transient town here that there's so many fans of so many other cities and teams that it is really tough for them to get a backing. They don't have the history, like a New York fan that I am, where, you know, these teams that have been around for forever and have the history and the fans and, you know, fans. I was a Giants and Yankees fan the minute the mom spit me out, because that's what my family is and that's what I decided to be. And that's what, that's what I grew up with. Hopefully in time, that can happen here in Tampa. But anyways, you got the Buccaneers, Ravens. It's kind of an interesting game. Buccaneers at 1-4, have been playing a much better football lately. I actually, to start the season, I thought that they might be a decent football team. They got a lot of good players on that football team, and they have they got a new coach in Lovie Smith, who's obviously a large upgrade to whatever that clown's name was that they had last year. I forget his name. That Rutgers coach, not a very good job or not a very good coach person. Well, I mean, he's just, I mean, not say he's a bad person, but anyways, I suppose he's a very good person, but not very likable, not a great job here with the Buccaneers. So anyways, I always thought Lovie, Lovie was a bad fire in Chicago. So I never really understood that, especially with, I think that was a great, obviously he never did much in the playoffs. They only went to the Super Bowl once and lost, but either or. I thought Lovie did an okay job, and I think he'll do an okay job here. They've been playing a much better brand of football here in the past couple of weeks. The McCown the situation didn't work out too well, which really was pretty much what this season was gonna ride on, was if he was good, which he's, he didn't. He didn't play very well, but Mike Glennon played pretty well last year, and he has looked pretty good this year. So I think I like what I see from the kid. I think he looks pretty good. I mean, he gets he's moving the ball down the field. Bottom line, they got a running back in Doug Martin that's very inconsistent, but he might be the guy hopefully at some point is the guy. They got the change of pace and Rainey, so hopefully they can get that together. And they got two huge wide receivers to the football team. So, and a pretty decent defense when they get it together. So they've been playing a lot better. I think they'll give the Buccaneers a good game this week. Baltimore's actually is a 3.5-point favorite on the road. I don't really like the game at all. I certainly wouldn't bet that game, but I think it'll be a tough one, and Buccaneers maybe squeak that one out. So we'll see. Moving on to another 1 o'clock game is the old Jets Broncos. I won't talk about that for any longer than it needs to be talked about. The Jets are horrific, and the Broncos are good. Who knows who's going to be the quarterback, Geno or Michael Vick? Who cares? As a Giants fan and New Yorker, I hate the Jets. I can't stand Rex Ryan with a passion. I think he's one of the biggest clowns in all of sports. And let's move on. Jets are terrible. Broncos are good. Broncos should wipe the floor with them. But, you know, Jets will probably keep that one close just because football's like that. Move on. Let's move on here. We got the we got Lions and Vikings. Lions, Vikings are home. The Lions are a 2-point favorite on the road. So we got Vikings as a home dog, which I kind of like. The Lions started out the season looking real good, smoking the Giants. And then since then have, they are 3-2, but they are just the same story every year, just so inconsistent. Matthew Stafford is very inconsistent. I mean, the guy can look like Peyton Manning one week and then the next week look like Geno Smith. So, I don't know what their story is, but it's typical Lions. Vikings have been playing some decent football. We'll see. I know as of now, I don't think Bridgewater's a go as of yet, but he did look real good in the game he played, and they're real high on him. They're very, very, very high on him. Obviously, I mean, they took him in the first round, so I would hope that they're high on him. He got that bad rap with that bad pro day where he really did look I watched it. I mean, he looked god awful, but guy had a great resume in college, and a lot of people thought he was very NFL ready, and that's what he's looked like so far. So, the Vikings are they're playing some decent football this year. I think they're the kind of team that is going to give most teams a tough game every week. So that's a good division matchup there, and I look for them to possibly give the give Detroit a run for their money and possibly give them the upset this week and the as a home dog, especially now that they're. It's not bitter up there in Minnesota yet, but they are playing their home games outside for the next couple of years, and that is going to be a huge, huge home field advantage, especially how horribly bitter cold it can be out in Minnesota, especially for a dome pansy team like the Lions. So we'll see there. this is Football with Frankies, and you're listening live. You can call in 347-237-5539, 347-237-5539. I'd love to hear from anybody. Pay, you can come with any topics you'd like. As I said before, we like to talk about football around here, but I'm up for any kind of sports talk, and if I can talk about it, I got knowledge about it, I'll give it to you. I'll talk, I'll give you my opinion, and listen to yours. The as well as like I said, I'd like to talk about the fantasy and obviously sports wagering as well, which is something that most of us like to do. So 347-237-5539. And again, you're listening to Football with Frankies. This being Frankies, I as I was telling you before, this is my first show, so it's obviously awful. I'm just talking here. So hopefully, in the coming weeks here, I can get some inbound calls and really start getting this thing going. I'll also probably have a co-host quite a bit of the time, I'm going to try and do that. Guy that I wanted to start this thing with, and his name's Garby, Greg Garby. And obviously it'll be, me and him going back and forth, which will be a lot more interesting than me just talking about football. That's for goddamn sure. I'll hope for him to be here for quite a bit of beyond quite a bit of the time and be co-hosting with me. But anyways, give a call in, talk to me, 347-237-5539. All right, so let's go back to the NFL games here. Next game's up here. We got the Patriots and Bills. Bills at home. A lot of home dogs this week. Interesting. Bills are a 3-point dog at home. But the Patriots at -3. I think the Patriots are. I think they're kind of about to kind of go off. I really liked them at the beginning of the season, not because I think they're such a great team, but it looks like I might have a caller here. Let's see what we got.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi, this is Hank from Carmel.
Who is it?
This is Hank from Carmel.
Okay.
Carmel, New York. I was hoping
Carmel, New York.
You might be able to help me raise some money for my Yankees. They need some more money, get some players. Could we maybe get some donations from your listeners?
Maybe
get some players for my Yankees?
Get some players for your Yankees.
They don't have enough money.
Oh. Well,
Lord
yeah, no, they
are. Almighty Peter Christ is gone now. and we need some more money.
No, we got plenty of money, there, sweetheart. But what you don't see there is that obviously money is not what matters in baseball. So that philosophy is not going to work for the Yankees, as it doesn't work for a lot of baseball teams. As we're seeing right now, it's like these clown-esque Kansas City Royals that are just coming out of nowhere with their garbage team and their garbage coach.
We need to buy their players.
Well, I mean, that's a cute argument, because, I know that that's what the less than fortunate teams like to, but there's plenty of teams that they're buying players now, so I don't know why it's still the Yankees. I mean, we're not even the richest team anymore. That's the Dodgers that spend the most money now, so why don't we cry about the Dodgers? Why don't we do that?
Well, they made
when
the
we
playoffs,
do that, Speedy.
They did,
and they did really well in the playoffs. So good for them. They haven't won anything in a really long time. I mean, at least the Yankees do that. We do have Jeter Christ. Is this call coming from? I think this call is coming from Kansas City. I didn't think it was coming from Carmel. So now in Kansas City, I mean, have you guys ever had a player that was that people
How
cared
could
about?
How can you tell? Like, because I'm not drunk yet.
What's that?
How can you tell I'm not from Carmel? Because I'm not drunk.
Yeah. Okay. That was good. Yeah, no, I was saying because you're probably from Kansas City because you're crying about Jeter Christ and whatnot and whatever that you're doing there.
The games are so boring now because there's no Jeter Christ commercials.
I know. Tell me about it.
I dread it when when it's the inning is over or there's a timeout or a pitching change, because that used to be my favorite part, because there would always be a Jeter commercial about how old he is. And
I know.
The
I was
fact
actually,
that he played in New
there.
York.
I was there. I was there. I went to a day game in September where the game didn't matter at all, and it was a full stadium. I don't think that would ever happen in Kansas City, because there was a player there that people cared about.
In
yeah, because
for a Yankee
because,
game
because,
not to matter, it could have been a night
because,
game in May.
Because he does matter, because the Kansas City Royals don't matter to anybody anywhere. That's why you're worried about the Yankees. You have your baseball team in the playoffs winning and going to the ACLS and you're still worried about Jeter. Isn't that so sad? You should probably just off yourself. You should probably just off yourself. When,
I was
going to
talk about
your baseball
the NFL,
team
but
in the ALCS,
the are
and
about
you
to go off,
are still
so you
worried
don't know
about
the NFL.
See how do you really
see what
how,
happened to the Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium 9 days ago, and you think they're about to go off?
How powerful that man is! When you're talking about him, your team is in the playoffs, and you're still talking about Jeter. That really does show how powerful he really is. It's disgusting. You should off yourself right now.
Did you just tell me to commit suicide
on
the radio?
Are you done? Yes, I just told you to off yourself on the radio.
If I listen to this show much longer, I just might take that suggestion. I don't know why you think the Patriots are about to go off.
Me too. Well, you have a
great
night.
What on earth do you think the New England Patriots are about to go off? Did you not see what happened to them at Arrowhead Stadium 9 days ago, for crying out loud?
Mm-hmm.
They're about to go off the deep end. They're about to go off a bridge. They're not about to go off on the Buffalo Bills.
Dude, I tell you this NFL, when teams can completely change from week to week, I sure do see the Patriots going off on the Buffalo Bills this week. Tell me why you don't. Tell me why you don't, because the Kansas City Chiefs gave him a game?
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs beat him like a redheaded stepchild. They didn't just give him a game, and that's why I don't think the New England Patriots are about to go off, because that's the same Kansas City Chiefs team that got dominated by the Tennessee Titans week one.
Well, I know. In week one, it was a long time ago. The Giants got smoked week one and week two, and they just won three games in a row. So what NFL
do
you watch? What NFL do you watch?
They managed to gain some yards on the Atlanta Falcons, did they?
Mm-hmm. They sure did.
How on earth did they make that happen?
They what I'm trying to say here is, buddy, when you watch with the Patriots, or like I said, see now the Giants have a new offensive coordinator. And they have basically a brand new offensive line. So it took a couple weeks. Now they're playing well. Just like the New England Patriots, they had some changes over there. And now they have a second tight end who's going to be the next Aaron Hernandez, buddy. Tim Wright. Watch it. Watch it happen. Next Aaron Hernandez.
Well, I do agree with you there. It's a shame that when Mr. Brady plays against an NFL caliber defense, he's not going to have time to find Tim Wright.
He just played against Cincinnati, who was one of the best defenses in the NFL, and shredded them. So I mean, I'm not sure.
Not the best defensive line though.
They got no pressure on them. No, they didn't, because their offensive line played a lot better last week. Coaching, Bill Belichick. Watch it. Watch it happen.
All right. Great show. Love you. Love the show. Thanks for the bond. I got to run.
Later. All right. So we just got a great call there from Jeff Brockert in Kansas City. Real terrible fan, that guy. He's He's one of those fans that hates all the other teams more than he likes his own. As you heard, he's more worried about the Yankees still. When the when his Royals finally made the playoffs in the last 20 years, so good for Jeff. Hope he sleeps well tonight. To back to the NFL here. Now let's go to that Patriots Bills game where the Bills actually been playing pretty well. I'm not really sure what they were. I thought that Orton move was a bit hasty. Obviously, Emmanuel hasn't been playing very well, but I don't know if Kyle Orton is ever your answer. But the Bills are now 3-2, so the Buffalo Williams are a 3-2 football team, and you know, I mean, it is a division division matchup there, but I do think the Patriots are about to play a lot better football here from here on out, and they're always a good regular season team. Always a good regular season team beating up on their terrible AFC East, and they'll probably do that again this week against the Buffalo Williams and cover that that 3 on the road. Anyway, so anybody else looking to call in? We only got a few minutes here left on the first ever Football with Frankies. So I'd like to hear from anybody else that has any anybody that's got anything good to say. You know, obviously we can do a lot better than that last caller, but 347-237-5539. That's 347-237-5539. Give us a call. Give us an opinion on what you'd like to talk about. Next up here, we got a good Packers Dolphins matchup. Obviously, that's not a very good matchup. The Packers probably dominate those Dolphins. And then we got the old Chargers Raiders, and that should probably just be an absolute beating by the Chargers. Chargers, a lot of people got them as their number one in the power rankings now. So I guess you know, a lot of these teams that the Seahawks obviously still look good. The not as good as you thought. Played well last week. Russell Wilson looked excellent. The Chargers look good. They're 16th string running back in the mix there. So they got no running back, but Phillip Rivers throwing the ball around, and their defense is playing excellent. So they'll probably look to steamroll the old Oakland Raiders. And that's what they're good for. So probably the game of the week, I guess, is a good 4:30 game. We got the Cowboys Seahawks, and Cowboys obviously looking a lot better than most people thought this year. They're 4-1 and playing the Seahawks. So they're 3-1. Already had their bye. The Cowboys defense playing a lot better than anybody would have expected. But probably the biggest reason for them looking good is obviously that offensive line, which is almost making Jerry Jones look good at this point, drafting all these offensive linemen in the past few years, and maybe going back to the old days where they were good, when they had the best offensive lineman by far in the NFL, probably the best offensive line ever back in the good old heyday with Jimmy Johnson. But their offensive line is playing excellent. DeMarco Murray is running the ball very well behind that offensive line, and will probably continue to unless he does what he always does and gets hurt, because that's what he does. DeMarco Murray has not played a full season, has not played even close to a full season. And so we'll see if he can stay healthy. If he can, I think the Cowboys might be might be one of those teams to reckon with this year. The NFC East is looking a lot better than most expected it to. They'll be going out to Seattle, which is obviously never an easy thing to do. And Seattle at -9. I mean, that's a big line. I'm surprised it is that big. But because it is that big, I will bet that there's going to be 80% of the money, public money, will be on the Cowboys. And for that reason, I will take the Seahawks to cover that 9. And just to destroy the Cowboys this week up in Seattle. So, any thoughts on any of that? 347-237-5539. Give us a call, Ball with Frankies. and then we got the last other games. Got the Sunday night game, Redskins Cardinals. Cardinals looking like a pretty good team, and hopefully they can at some point get back Carson Palmer. They might be throwing their third-string guy out there again this week, so might be a tough matchup for them. The Redskins are not a tough matchup for anybody, but Redskins going across the country, so they not going to be a good not going to be good for them. But if they're throwing out their third-stringer, anything can happen. I mean, you're going to end the week with the Monday Nighter, 49ers-Rams. And the Rams have been playing 1-3, playing people tough, but they got way too many injuries over there to really do anything. Niners obviously playing okay this year, playing their normal Niner football, 3-2. Probably, I bet you the Rams give them a tough game there. Anyways, looks like going into halftime, the Texans have at least made it somewhat of a game, 27-14. So hopefully they'll maybe come out and make it a good second half, of football to watch. Got more playoff baseball starting tomorrow with the ALCS, so I'm sure everybody's looking forward to that. And hockey started last night, so because all the other sports have become so pussified that I've really started to like hockey a lot more than I ever used to. So I'm actually looking forward to the hockey season here. Looking forward to a good weekend of college football and football together, and some playoff baseball. So thanks for everybody. Thanks for my caller, and great call, buddy. Hope to hear from you more often. And if you've been listening to Football with Frankies, I appreciate anybody who listened. Every show from here on out will be better than the first. Bye bye.
Hey, all this is Matthew Long with the Cold Hard Truth on Sports and the Triangle Offense. I just wanted to take some time to tell you about Pest Bear, a wonderful company. They've been around for 20-plus years. They have over 11 branches in Florida. Great licensed, certified specialists, and guess what? They do more than pest control. They also take care of termites as well as lawn care, sprinkler systems, and much, much more. Call today, 1-800-PESTBEAR. That's 1-800-737-8232.
WCSB Sports and MRN Broadcasting, powered by blogtalkradio.com.
So I guess if this thing comes up short, he can field it and run it out. All right, here we go. 56-yarder. It's got, no, does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight. Holy cow. Oh, my God. Auburn wins. Auburn has won the Iron Bowl. Auburn has won the Iron Bowl in the most unbelievable fashion you will ever see. I cannot believe it. 34-28. And we thought a miracle at Jordan-Hare was amazing. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Chris Davis just read it. 109 yards.